Exclusive. RNC hopes to attract young voters ahead of 2024 by launching Youth Advisory Council. By Jacob Bliss on May 9, 2023. The Republican National Committee, RNC, hopes to attract more young voters ahead of the 2024 election by launching a Youth Advisory Council. The committee plans to use the Youth Advisory Council to continue its youth voter outreach. The council will be co-chaired by Reps. Mike Lawler, RNY, and Kat Kamick, RFL. For millennials, and CJ Pearson and Brillin Hollihan for Gen Z individuals. It will focus on communication, social media, and field operations as the three main areas and will work closely with the rest of the RNC leadership team and communications staff to help with tactics and strategy to get the party's message out to young voters to entice them to vote for Republicans. Additionally, the RNC hopes to use the council to boost its content on social media. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told Breitbart News that the party recognizes it needs to be engaging with young voters earlier, more often, and in different ways than ever before, and hoped the council would help share the party's message with the younger generations. Young voters increasingly make up more and more of the electorate, and it is essential that Republicans engage with them early and often. It is my sincere hope that our Youth Advisory Board will help young voters see that the Republican Party is the party of freedom, the party of personal responsibility, and the party of the future, Lawler said. As one of the youngest members of the U.S. House and the youngest Republican woman last Congress, it's pivotal that we include millennial and Gen Z voices in all of our efforts. They are the future of the GOP, and I'm glad to lead the important work of reaching more and more young people and sharing our conservative message, Kamick added. Similarly to the RNC, President Joe Biden and the Democrats are reportedly going to rely on an army of online influencers for his re-election campaign, and they could have their own briefing room at the White House. This is due to the president's campaign seeking to boost Biden's standing among young voters, who are crucial to Democrats' success in elections. Additionally, Breitbart News has learned that the RNC is also hosting a Rising Stars training this week for 17 individuals at the party's headquarters in Washington, D.C., to allow young, minority, high-achieving, and politically involved Republicans to network with other like-minded individuals. This year's Rising Stars came from 10 states and Guam. The event includes speakers like Burgess Owens, RUT, Juan Cisco Mami, R-Oz, and James Moylan, R-Guam, as well as the chairwoman, House and Senate staffers, and political operatives, Breitbart News learned. Cisco Mani touted the Republican Party's investment in new audiences using Hispanic community centers and the Youth Advisory Council. "We are engaging with voters across the country in new, dynamic ways," he added. Similarly, Owens also touted the investment in youth and noted, "Every American, regardless of race, creed, color, or background, has a role to play in shaping the future of our nation." And Moylan, the first Republican elected to represent Guam since 1993, told Breitbart News, "Contrary to the myths created by the opposition, the Republican Party is a party of diversity, a party of equality, a party of a proud legacy, a party representing the wisdom of our parents, and a party filled with the energy of young conservative adults." McDaniel added, "Together with the Youth Advisory Council and our new class of rising stars, Republicans across the country are strengthening youth voter outreach and paving the way for our next generation of conservative leaders." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.